Good Thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
Luke 6:23 tells us that's the way their ancestors treated the prophets. When you've been treated badly, always ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How do I respond in a more Christ-like manner? Am I willing to acknowledge my mistakes? How can I grow wiser and handle similar experiences better in the future? When all is said and done, the answer to misunderstanding is forgiveness. Now, forgiveness doesn't mean you necessarily agree with or want a close relationship with a person who mistreated you. But it does mean that when you bury the hatchet, you don't leave the handle sticking up. In other words, don't just forgive, choose to bless. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "To be great is to be misunderstood." And here's an even better statement. To be greater is to forgive the one who has treated you badly. Paul refers to the Christian life as the high calling of God. So take the high road. What does that road look like? Jesus tells us how happy you are when men hate you and turn you out of their company, when they slander and detest all that you stand for because you are loyal to the Son of Man. Be glad when that happens and jump for joy. Your reward in heaven is magnificent, for that is exactly how your fathers treated the prophets. By living this way, you also take back your power by refusing to let another person dictate your mood and your outlook, and keep your joy. That's how to respond to being treated badly. From Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.